Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked, and said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 PM. One of the two who heard John, and followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him, and said, "You are Simon the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated, Peter. On the next day, he was determined to go out into Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael, and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said about him, "Look, a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I told you, I saw you underneath the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."